I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. An estimated 21 million Americans struggle with substance use disorders each year. But according to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, only about 10% of those people are able to access treatment. Few regions have been hit harder by the drug epidemic than here in Kentucky, and that means there's a real need for evidence-based treatment for substance use disorders. The University of Kentucky Department of Psychiatry recognized that need and has developed a new clinic to better support patients. It's the topic of this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Lindsay Jasinski is an associate professor of psychiatry in the UK College of Medicine. She recently talked with Dr. Greg about the SMART Clinic, or Supportive Medication Assisted Recovery and Treatment Program.
It was designed to be a comprehensive, long-term treatment program here at UK for individuals primarily with opioid use disorder, because we know that that's a significant issue in our state right now. So ideally, we're situated to be able to work with these folks for a longer period of time in a very comprehensive way. We provide medication-assisted treatment primarily through Suboxone, but other medications as well. And then we also provide comprehensive therapy services. So our patients are required to attend group therapies. They also then have the opportunity to participate in individual therapy, as well as work with a case manager to meet their psychosocial needs, work on employment, housing, those sorts of things. And then we're in the process of getting peer support specialists hired that can work to serve and bridge the gap to the community.
And I know there has long been a dynamic tension in psychiatry and clinical psychology between sort of the medical world, and then there's the therapy world. And it sounds like what the SMART Clinic is doing is really combining the best of both.
Absolutely, because we know that opioid abuse is such a comprehensive issue, and that individuals, our patients who have been using, typically have been using for a number of years. So there are issues with legal problems, housing, family stressors, things like that. And we know that if we don't address those, that the medication is going to not be quite as effective. And so we really want to meld both of those to treat all of the stressors and to put individuals on a path towards sustainable recovery that includes continued engagement with both the medication and the therapy.
When you bring up an interesting point, one of the things I remember my mentors during my clinical internship saying all the time is chronic problems are not taken care of acutely. And so we have this model that a lot of us think about of somebody going to a rehab clinic, say, for a week or 30 days or something like that. I think we're at the point now where we realize that this chronic disorder is really not amenable to being, quote, cured, end quote, in such a short period of time.
Absolutely. And we know that addiction is an illness that affects not only the patient, but their entire family system, everybody that supports them. It affects their work and all areas of their life. And so we know that in order to work with that individual to regain a sense of ability to contribute to their family and the community and to sustain recovery over a long period of time, that we're going to need to see folks for a longer period of time. In the SMART program, we see them with less frequency over time. The idea is to transition the skills that they have gained into the community, but we still continue to follow up with them for years at times in order to really help them maintain that stability and recovery.
Are the patient population for the SMART Clinic mostly coming from the Central Kentucky region, or are they coming from all over?
It's really pretty variable. We have quite a few people from Fayette County and the surrounding counties, but we do have some folks currently who drive from 3 hours away, Eastern Kentucky particularly, but really all over the state.
Mm-hmm. And the clinic is available, is open and available to anyone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Going forward, is there, us being an academic medical institution, are there any plans perhaps to compare and contrast this model of treatment with those that have come before and maybe let our peers know that there might be newer ways of treating patients?
Absolutely. One of the things that we're doing within this program that's a bit novel is group medication management. And so the physician actually sees 10 to 12 patients in a group setting for the prescription of the Suboxone or other medication treatment. And within that model, which is still relatively new, we are looking to collect data to determine whether that is an area that we can provide sufficient service but increase accessibility to services, because that's a significant barrier for many people, as long wait times to get into a program. There's another program in West Virginia that we have based our clinic model off of loosely, and so we're actually working with them to collect data to compare what we're doing with what they're doing, and also to pull our data together. They're also doing group medication management. So we're hopeful that that will be fruitful in giving information to providers that this is a model that can work and can increase accessibility.
Lindsay, is there anything that we haven't touched upon that you would want our listeners to know about?
I think, you know, the needs of this population are great, and we hope as a clinic that we can really serve as a part of a larger continuum of care. There's a lot of services and a lot of development within UK healthcare that are excellent, and I think as a group we can be a leader in this area and really help Kentuckians who are struggling with opioid use disorder.
My thanks today to Dr. Lindsay Jasinski, faculty member in psychiatry at the UK College of Medicine, for talking about the new Smart Clinic. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.